This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning. That's kind of a little easy listening music right there. That's a rejoin. I kind of like that one. But you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 BBL. We're going to throw that pumpkin goulash recipe up on the website. We didn't get a chance to finish it in the last segment. But, Bob, there's some classes going on down at Zager's, aren't there?
Yeah. Speaking of that music, it's kind of like cigar music.
Okay.
It makes me think of Cigar Dave.
Smokey.
Yeah, we've got Big Paulie on the line. He's a big cigar fan, too. We'll talk to him in just a minute. But we've got a barbecue class coming up at Zager's, and it's going to be at their Jamestown store. It is November 3rd at 6:30. It's a deal. Zager's is putting it on. I'm going to try and make it there and help Todd out a little bit. But they put on some nice classes. They have a wonderful facility, good group of people, and they get a great crowd there. And every now and then, they even throw a beer at you.
What you teaching?
This one's ribs and chicken.
Ooh, good.
Just the basics, but yeah. Really good. If you've never been to a barbecue class and you want to up your game, Zager's makes it affordable.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. So on the live line right now is my Goomba from Jersey, Big Paulie.
Hey, Bob, what's going on out there?
I understand that you want to talk a little bit about Kill It and Grill It to give Ted Nugent a little prompt there.
You know, my brother Doug went out and hunted with Ted a couple of years ago, and they got he came back with buffalo, with deer, with all kinds of stuff. In fact, he's got a buffalo head sitting in his over his fireplace right now from Nugent's farm he has out there by you guys.
Wow! Yeah, I had a chance to hunt there, and I had to miss the trip, but he sent me back a signed picture instead.
Bob's got that over his fireplace.
One of the guys shot a ram. Yeah. No, my wife won't let me. Poor Ted's been put in a box. But I pull him out when she's gone. One of the guys brought back a goat, and it had a rope burn on its neck. So that's not good. What are we talking here? What are we talking here? Come on. Let's make it nice.
Favorite time of the year. We're out here in the Northeast. We have one of those perfect blue sky days. It's about 55 degrees. That's 60, and it's a great day to go out and walk around the woods. You've got pheasant season going on right now. I think there's nothing better than just when you're out there hunting and, you know, going back to our roots, Bobby, you go out there and you kill something, the best thing you can do is grill it right away. The freshness is just amazing. I think, you know, a lot of people don't do this, but I love barbecue venison. Have you ever had it?
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
no.
This is Jop. Good morning. I am going to head down to bow camp right after the show and bring in our big Goodwin smoker with me with hopes that one of the guys that's already got his deer, our season opened on October 1st here, is going to bring some fresh venison, and we're gonna cook that up today.
You need to make sure you bring lots of rub.
Yeah.
And some oil.
For the big doe that's in camp? Is that what you're talking about?
My wife hates the taste, but she loves it because it's so much better for you to eat. I mean, it's the best you're going to have beef or game or something like that. I mean, it's just so healthy to have it. And when it's freshly killed, I mean, let's face it, there's nothing better. And the charcoal, the flavor, the grilling of it will bring out the flavor like nothing else in the world. But you're right. You got to prepare it and treat it right. It's got to be treated differently. A lot of people don't know that, but it's just delicious. When you do it right, it's fantastic.
It is. And a lot of the bad experiences people have had with venison are due to the way it was processed or not processed properly, and the amount of time it was or was not hung, and what temperature and all this stuff, because you got to age it.
You know, it's funny. We used to go hunting. My buddies out here, the Galascos, who are listening, I know right now, we actually would go out early in the morning and all the fall. I mean, during the whole season, we had a gun for every game, and we were out there hunting every season, whether it would be bow, whether it would be pheasant, turkey, spring turkey, but there's something about buck season. I mean, you know, the night before you go hunting, right? You get together with your buddies in the hunting camp, and you go out there and you start to show all the new gadgets you picked up over the year, like, oh, I found this new sight, I got this new knife, and, you know, getting into it was always great. But for me, the best part about hunting was always a Monday morning after Thanksgiving. It always rained, but the best part about it was coming back that night to watch Monday Night Football and to relax and enjoy whatever we cooked, whatever we had caught, rather, we'd cook and have a feast, and it was probably the best Monday night you could ever have.
You know, it is, Paulie. It's so funny that you say that, because I just went through that last night. I look forward to this trip. These are a bunch of high school guys that I went to school with that I get to see once a year. We go back to our little boat camp, and I was like a giddy schoolgirl, man. I'm like getting stuff around. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to cook this for them. I'm going to put this twist on this, and I got to show them. I got a brand new muzzle loader. We were down at a sports shop, Alan Bob Sports, one of our great sponsors last week, doing a remote down there. And while I was down there, I picked up a new muzzle loader. Well, I've got it with me because we're going to sight it in, man. So it is. The adrenaline just gets going when about this.
I've got a really good tip for anybody who likes to go. You already know this probably, but you don't go the day before opener either. You go 2 days, because the first day there, how's that go? You get to bed at 3 in the morning, and you still have another 40 or 50 lies you haven't told.
Right.
Well, you know, you can sit really still in your stand. The problem is my friends told me I scared the deer away with my snoring.
The heaving chest might scare him away as well. Yeah.
I want to know, when you're hunting, do you have one of your Rolexes on, or do you have like a Timex for deer camp?
And my Rolex on, just in case I have to use it as a brass knuckles. Come on, you know that.
Yeah. Or if a big doe comes through camp, you got to impress her. Yeah.
Well, Bob, I'll let you do that. You did it pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know. I've rolled with you before. So what are you going to be grilling at deer camp?
Well, we actually have a whole bunch of, I think we're going to probably do a lot of the pheasant today, because we have a whole bunch of stuff we've caught over the season. We've been out there for about 3.5 weeks now. Oh my God, about 3 weeks. And I think we're going to do that. We've got my friend makes a tremendous, like, sherry pheasant dish. It's almost like a coq au vin. And it stays well. It's a good, easy thing to make. It's very tasty. And you can make it all in one pan, so no one's going to have to clean up too much. It's a big pan. But I think that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to see what happens.
That sounds
good. Ready for the season.
That sounds good. You have fun. We got to head to a commercial break, Paulie, but you're going to have more fun than me, because I'll be cutting firewood. So I'll be thinking about you, though. Trust me.
Well, God bless you guys. Have a great time. Hunt them well and enjoy yourselves, guys. Take it easy.
All right, Paulie. That is my Goomba, Big Paulie from New Jersey.
Yeah, Paulie's got a lot of fun. Coming up next, we're going to break down the rest of that real cowboy bean recipe, and we're going to talk about how the grilling guys are going to be on the road over the next few weeks. We're the grilling guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.